A reading from John 8:25-30. Who are you? They asked. Just what I have been telling you from the beginning, Jesus replied. I have much to say in judgment of you. But he who sent me is trustworthy, and what I have heard from him I tell the world. They did not understand that he was telling them about his Father. So Jesus said, When you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am he, and that I do nothing on my own, but speak just what the Father has taught me. The one who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, for I always do what pleases him. Even as he spoke, many believed in him.
Now this runs against our naturalistic interpretation of just about everything. Because Jesus says something here profound, and it's the fortunate and observant person who knows the truth of it. When he says, it also, before I say that, it also says something about what we've all experienced in some time of our life, and that is we are not alone. We feel that sometimes we're alone, but what Jesus says, I do nothing on my own, but speak just what the Father has taught me. That indivisibility between the Father and the Son is what is so hard for people who don't know or haven't encountered Jesus to understand. But Jesus is not here on his own. He's not just an individual. He's not just a prophet. He's not just a teacher. He's not just a troublemaker. He is indivisible from the Father.
And that's a choice that Jesus has made. He comes from the Father, so there's that initial aspect of being released from the Father. And I would say that's true for every one of us. Now, Jesus has a unique sense because he was the Son in eternity and he incarnates as Jesus. And so his coming from the Father, there's a unique connection there beyond ours. But Jesus then needs to choose to walk in that. And so when he's declaring this here, he's not necessarily speaking about the omnipresent Father, the Father who is in all places at all times, God being with us. That's true for everyone in this earth. But he's speaking about his cooperation with the manifest presence of the Father and tapping into that so that when he's living, he's not living out his own design, but he's living out the design of the heavenly creator, the heavenly sovereign, the heavenly divine, the one who's the Father, moving in his reality, the Father's reality, rather than his own.
Which gives authenticity to his many of his claims, because the people who don't feel what Jesus is saying say, well, who are you? Or they say, I know where I'm going, but Jesus says, you actually don't know where you're going. So this being tuned in as he is to the Father is giving him a understanding of the reality of where he stands right now. He's even predicting the way he's going to die here, which most of us don't have the capacity to do.
Right. Well, and Jesus, as depicted by John captures this more than any of the other gospel writers. He has these phrases of Jesus declaring, I do what the Father does, I say what the Father says, I go where the Father goes, is John's linking into this. He's theologizing on the life of Jesus and what makes Jesus different. Well, his identity makes him different, but then how he walks out that identity. He is completely in the flow of what the Father is doing.